This week, John kicked off our race notes. John's notes from Quali. 1. Alonso and Aston Martin are on fire at this track too, in Quali. 2. Piastri continues to outqualify Lando. 3. Tsunoda outqualified Daniel Ricciardo. 4. Perez, fairly constant margin from Max. 5. Bearman, fastest Q2 qualifier, not going to Q3. 6. Russell again over Lewis by only by 1.5 tenths. 7. Nice quali for Magnussen, but I gather it was due to the technical issues with Hülkenberg. 8. I do hate to rattle on about it, but Logan was the only runner who was not outqualified by Alpine and was almost 6 tenths off Albon. 9. Should be a good race with Red Bull 1-2 and Leclerc putting good points on the board with Carlos out. 10. I'm truly confused about Lewis's performance. Is it motivation, age, distraction? There is something going on there. And now for Dick's notes from the Grand Prix race. Hey gang, here are my comments regarding the Saudi Grand Prix. 1. In my opinion, Ollie Bearman is the story of the race. Carlos Sainz does not need to worry about his seat this year, but then again, he needs to get well soon. 2. Like Liam Lawson, Bearman deserves to be in F1. 3. You have to wonder what the arrival of Bearman and the sidelining of Lawson means for drivers like Logan Sargeant. It can't be good. 4. Red Bull winning on track was another ho-hum sort of display. The predictability of the series is actually becoming a concern of mine. How long will casual fans continue to watch when everyone knows who is going to win pole and then win the race? 5. Ferrari at the moment is the clear number 2 team and car. Leclerc finishing 3rd is some evidence, but Ollie Bearman's performance confirms that the Ferrari is best of the rest. 6. How did Aston Martin go from being okay, not great, on one lap pace, but very good on race pace in 2023, and now they seem very quick over one lap, but out to lunch on race pace? How did that happen? If I could answer that question, I would be a millionaire. 7. Mercedes, McLaren, and Aston Martin are the clear next tier teams. Haas, Williams, VCarb, and Stake are sort of the fourth tier pecking order. 9. Alpine clearly has the worst car at the moment. 10. Stake needs to practice their pit stops. 11. Daniel Ricciardo has his hands full with Yuki Tsunoda. 12. Haas seems to be somewhat punching above its weight at the moment. I wonder how the development wars will change that perception, since Haas historically has not been able to keep up as the season grinds on. That's what I came up with. Your mileage may vary, Dick. And now for my notes. This is awesome, Dick. Here are my notes. Wrote them during the race. Hopefully makes sense. And anything in here y'all think are outrageous or incorrect, please feel free to educate me. 1. Ollie. Wow, what a debut. Race fitness and racecraft, that's what I saw on display. I think it worked to his advantage that F2 had a race on the track and he had done his laps there already. I realize it's a different car and different race length, but freshness had to have helped him. Should Charles be concerned that if he does not meet Ferrari metrics that he could lose a seat? Carlos needed this race to continue to make the case for himself to all potential open seats. That said, I think he has enough time, right? 2. Kevin Magnussen, racing for his team. His experience enabled him to defend and affect everyone behind him. I thought it was fun to watch the racing in the back of the field. 3. Excellent tire management and eventual defense against Hamilton. 4. The gaps between Red Bull and Leclerc, I liked seeing this. It gives me hope. 5. Leclerc versus the rest of the field, specifically against Piastri. Ferrari has pace compared to the rest of the field. If Ferrari can show that they have pace, I can see why Lewis Hamilton decided to jump. Ultimately, he wants to be in a good or even great car. 6. Piastri did a great job against Alonso, even though he would overtake and have to give it back. 7. Haas has increased its race pace as seen by Hülkenberg and Kevin Magnussen. Is this circuit specific? Can they wage war in the development wars? To be determined, in my humble opinion. 8. What was happening with Daniel Ricciardo? Tsunoda stayed in that fight to get in the points. 9. It seems premature to determine whether Sergio has gotten a handle on the car. I want to see a few more circuits. If he is formidable, that would be super interesting. He wisely didn't make too much noise. I hope he puts his nose down and gets the job done. That allows them options as the season moves forward. Why didn't he push harder? I was surprised to see the gap between him and Max. 10. I also think it's interesting that at various points I heard how lonely this track is and the level of concentration needed to execute and avoid crashes. The high speeds and the walls and layout. When I think about how this applies to Max, Checo, Charles, and George, and Ollie, very impressive. For the first four, it goes to their discipline and focus and intensity. To Ollie, it was quite fortuitous that this is the track for F2, which gave him at least a taste, though the car and race length was nothing like his F1 experience. His performance is impressive. That said, I'd love to see him get another opportunity elsewhere so we can see his ability even further. Not a practice session, but race. I'm itching to see more of our driver pipeline in F1. I wish there was a way for them to compete in F1 cars somehow, like a special race. I hate seeing people like Ollie and Liam, and I know there are others, not getting an opportunity to shine and do the laps so when they are called up, they are ready. F2 does not feel like it's meeting that, in my humble opinion. 11. I appreciate Jack Doohan's post-race commentary with Laura Winter, specifically how Jeddah's walls are different than other circuits. It helped give context for what I was seeing drivers were doing, and specifically with Lance's crash, and the G's and clockwise nature of the Jeddah track. I didn't think about that as I was watching the race. This was mentioned only during their post-race debrief. How those two aspects, G's and counterclockwise nature, affect drivers' endurance and adaptability amazes me. This is a true display of their athleticism, especially this early in the season. Also, another reason to be impressed that Ollie endured as he did. And PS from Dick. One other point to bring up is the speed with which Max passed Lando after the safety car. Max was apparently 33 kilometers per hour faster than Lando, and it sure looked that way based on Max's onboard camera. That speed differential between Max and Lando is some combination of a very big engine, the draft, and Red Bull having some sort of DRS advantage that no one else can figure out.